you know, I met my husband and I fell in love with him. And I'm just going to tell you, I love, love, love my husband. I'm not embarrassed to tell you. I love that man, right? And I only tell you that because the shit I'm about to say. Yes! Just because you love someone doesn't mean you don't see them exactly who they are. Because on paper, if you set us up, we're a perfect match. I told you, I'm 100% Sicilian. He's first generation Italian boy from Brooklyn, right? We should be perfect, but we're not. Because you want to know why? He is the nicest guy on the planet. He has the hope of a 14-year-old girl. Right? He believes everything is possible. And it is my job as a good wife to crush that spirit. You are never going to be a 47-year-old American Idol contestant. Get that shit right out of your head. Ridiculous. On paper, we're a perfect match. Real life, not so much. Didn't matter when we were dating that he's messy and I'm clean. Crazy clean, admittedly. I have a problem. I'm OCD. I watch Hoarders and Clean during commercials. Because I'm afraid a dead goat's going to fall through the television under 22 years worth of newspapers and I will just burn the house down. That's what I will do. That's a very Italian thing, to be clean. My grandmother was crazy clean. Wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, come back, your bed would be made. She'd be f***ing at you. You messy! You and the cacca, so messy! Disgrazia, so mess. It's 2:30 in the morning, woman. I know, you hungry? Yeah, I could eat, whatever. We're just different in real life. It didn't matter when we were dating. Didn't matter that I have a master's degree and he has a GED. Not just a GED, he's got two because he sent away for an extra copy. Because it's a double major. It only matters now because we have our kid. Our son is 4 years old, right? I want to send him to preschool. My husband goes, what do you want to do that for? For that, right there. How about that? Exhibit A, huh? I gotta put a little purple beret up here? What do you want? How am I gonna stake my case? It's insane. We're, you know, and if you find the funny, trust me and believe me that it will find you. Because when I go to sign my four-year-old for preschool, I happen to find the one preschool in our area that not only do you have to fill out an application, you have to write an essay. To get a child into preschool, an essay. And I'm gonna tell you something. If my essay can't get my son into that preschool, I will get an essay. I will get a Mexican gang member to terrorize that school board. This four-year-old is getting into that school. I took it way too seriously. I was a student for too long. I wanted to write this beautiful essay. I got so nervous, the deadline was coming up. My husband goes, I'll write it. Yeah, no. Not only will he not get in, we'll lose custody. It's not happening.
My husband is very smart and very quiet and an introvert and does very well. And then married me. And we've been exactly the opposite, but it has worked. He's a big man. He's 6'4". He can kick a door in, and I like that. He works like a dog, and he loves a baby. Let me tell y'all that he is a baby cuddler at East Tennessee Children's Hospital. He cuddles the drug-dependent babies every week of the world as a volunteer. I know, sweet. He didn't help me with mine. Because he was out making a living and paying for all this. We've got two still in college, and I wanted a fourth baby so bad when my baby child went to kindergarten. I nearly grieved myself to death. I thought, Lord, what am I going to do with all this time on my hands? I hope I don't get hooked on whiskey and start honky-tonking. And about 3 weeks into her going to kindergarten, I was like, woohoo, now I'm going to get a pap smear without somebody sitting on my head. But my husband, when I dropped her off, he said, meet me at the IHOP. Because he knows that pancakes get me through a hard time. And I was crying, and I said, I want another baby. And he said, why don't you get a job? Yeah, right. So I said, I want a fourth baby. And he said, y'all are sucking the financial life out of me. So he bought me a dachshund. I had that dachshund for years. She's gone now. But let me tell you, she and I both got thyroid issues. She had cushions. I was walking her in our neighborhood one day, and a little girl came out in her driveway, and she said, can I pet your groundhog? Oh, y'all. So about my husband. All right, so my husband is a big man and is 6'4". I'm 5'8". We breed big kids. And we wanted them to be in sports and when they were growing up. And so we made them do all kinds of mess they didn't want to do. And we put our boy, when he was little bitty, we put him in T-ball. He hated it. I don't know if any of y'all have had a baby play T-ball, but for those of you who don't know, T-ball season, it's about 110 degrees outside. It's little children that are 4, look like they've got a diaper on under their baseball pants or a pull-up. The games last about 3 hours. Nobody ever hits the ball, throws the ball, catches the ball, makes contact with the ball. My baby laid in a fetal position in the outfield the entire season. He never touched a ball. Every once in a while, he'd pop his little head up and say, water. One game, it was so hot, and I told the middle one to go out and take her brother a water bottle. She was about 2 and a half, and she went walking out there with a tutu and a crayon and a wand and her pink prostitute shoes from Walmart. She walked about halfway, stopped, got a glazed look over her eyes, pulled her little panties to the side, and pooped in the T-ball field. She really did. So I had to run out there and get a stick and flick it into the woods because I didn't want another child to step in it or think it was a milk dud.
That is my job, man. I'm the trash man. She's the bag lady. I'm also in charge of the cars. Right? I'm in charge of anything car related. Lights come on the dashboard, I turn them off. It's what I do. If I haven't been in my wife's car in a while and I get in it, they're all lit up. Like she hit a slot machine. I'm like, baby, what? I don't even know what those are. Good, that's a flat tire. That's. How long's the oil light been on? Since we got it. I don't know. It's always been on. She doesn't wash her car, man, that pisses me off. My car is clean, always. If I'm drinking a bottle of water, the bottle of water comes with me all the way to the trash can. Not my wife's car. Her car is the trash can. Oh, Starbucks cup? Why not? 8 half-drank bottles of water? También. It's like she took a granola bar, beat the crap out of it, decided not to eat it and just went, nah. Let the peasants clean it. You know who the peasant is, right? Yeah, it's me. Oh, she knows I'm gonna clean it. And I'm cheap. I go to the do-it-yourself car wash. She won't even get out of the car. Oh, she'll sit in the car on her iPad like an emperor. I'm outside in the hot sun with the foam brush. So I'm gonna finish in 4 minutes. I'm not putting another quarter in there. My goal is to start somebody else's car. I got time. Get in here, buddy. Look, man, I'll be honest with you. Look, I don't mind taking care of my wife, right? I was raised here in Texas, so, you know, my dad raised me to take care of my wife, you know? I don't mind taking care of my wife. My wife doesn't even pump her own gas. However, I do have a problem with the fact that she doesn't appreciate it. She expects it. You know why she expects it? Because she's a daddy's girl. Yep, her daddy did everything for her. You're already laughing. Oh, all I hear at my house, my father, my daddy. Oh, you don't know how to do it? My daddy does. My daddy knows. My daddy knows how to do everything better than you. Oh, if my daddy would have done that shelf, it would have come out better, my daddy. I ask her, I'm like, hey, baby, how come you don't wash your car? My daddy would never allow me to wash the car. How come you don't take out the trash? These hands have never touched trash. My father would not allow me to touch trash. I go, that's good, baby. Can you make me a sandwich? I'm not your mother. Well, my mother would never allow these hands to make a sandwich.